So it's not uncommon for me to start these audio recordings by saying, I was biking to work one day, or walking to work one day, or something like that. And this one actually started the day before. I was biking home from work one day, and I'm about, as I took this photo, I was about 2 blocks from my house, and I saw this little patch of sunflowers, and I thought they might make an interesting photo. And when I saw them, they were kind of pointed off to the east. And I thought that if I returned the next day on my ride to work, that I might be able to catch these sunflowers with some nice early morning light. And in a way, I guess you could say this photo is a compliment to last week's photo, which was also about catching early morning light. And I did it. I kind of planned in advance for this, and by planned, I mean I left my house like 2 minutes before I normally would. But I kind of knew what I had in mind, and I knew what I was going for, and I knew that if I took a photo early in the morning like this, I could frame a sunflower with the trees behind it being lit up from the low light, and I knew that I could create some nice background blur, just having done similar photos before. And so that's what I set out to do. And sometimes my photos happen by accident, but this one was very much intentional. And the actual details of the composition, like the specific position I put myself in and all that, I did I experimented with a lot of things the morning of the photo, but the general details of the photo, or the general idea of the photo, it was definitely planned out. So that's the next morning I came back and had my camera, and I waded into that little grove of sunflowers, and it really is little. If you look on the blog and scroll down, you'll see there's just this sad looking patch of sunflowers, and there's overgrown weeds and everything else. But given the right light and the right angle and equipment, you can make an interesting photo out of it. Another thing I want to point out about this week's photo is if you go to the blog and scroll down, you're going to see a couple different options that I was trying to decide from when I put this photo online. And there was one that I originally wanted, which had more sky kind of cutting across the middle of the photo, like the Milky Way galaxy. And that was my initial photo, and I was going to use that one. And then I realized, as I looked at it a little more, I wanted the yellow flower petals to stand out more, and they didn't contrast enough with the blue sky behind it. So I used this picture instead, and I actually like how, if you look at the bottom right-hand corner, you'll see this shallow little arc of yellow in the background, and I kind of like that. It's a neat effect. So overall, I like the whole process behind this. I even like that there's a little insect or bug or something on the flower. It's kind of an added little bonus. So I think it worked out pretty well, and I'm pretty happy with the process that I used. And I may have even shot this with my D200. I honestly don't remember. I should go back and click on the Flickr link. And you know what? I'm going to do that right now as I record this to see what I shot this with. Nope, it was my D7100. Some of these photos I shot with the 200 as I was using that again recently. But there you go. There's the photo. I hope it's as interesting for you to look at as it was for me to take.